From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A security measure clears Capitol Hill. The U.S. Congress has passed a bill to reform and restart the bulk collection of American telephone records, along with other anti-terrorism tools that expired earlier this week. Michael Bowman reports the Senate voted 67-32 to approve the USA Freedom Act.
The legislation mandates that private telecommunications companies, not the National Security Agency, will collect and retain phone records nationwide. Federal authorities will need a court order to review those records and look for points of contact with known or suspected terrorists abroad. President Obama tweeted he will sign the USA Freedom Act as soon as he gets it, adding, quote, "It protects civil liberties and our national security." Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
World Football Federation President Sepp Blatter resigned Tuesday amid an unfolding corruption scandal. Here's reaction from Greg Dyke, the chairman of the English Football Association.
Well, it's great for football. It's great for football worldwide. It's great for football here. We could never sort out FIFA. FIFA would never get sorted out while he was there.
Blatter was re-elected to a fifth term as president just 4 days ago. The acting director of the U.S. airport security has been removed from his job after undercover agents succeeded in carrying fake explosives and weapons through security checkpoints 67 out of 70 times, that happening in recent tests. Boko Haram militants Tuesday attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The city is slated to host a new base of operations aimed at defeating the Islamist group. This is VOA News. After months of delays, the retrial of three convicted Al Jazeera journalists and five others continues this week. Heather Murdoch takes a look.
The three Al Jazeera English journalists, Peter Gresta, Mohamed Fahmy, and Bahir Mohamed, along with five other co-defendants, are being retried as planned, despite the fact that Gresta is in Australia after being deported early this year. Other defendants include students accused of filing media reports about Egypt for Al Jazeera's Arabic language station, now banned in Egypt. The Egyptian government says the network supports the Muslim Brotherhood, which it calls a terrorist organization. The charges include things like spreading lies and helping a terrorist organization. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir was sworn in Tuesday for another five-year term in office. He promised to fight corruption, improve the economy, and bring relations with the West back to what he calls their natural state. That may be difficult, as Mr. Bashir is wanted on genocide charges by the International Criminal Court. U.S. President Barack Obama says Israel is losing international credibility over whether it is serious about a peace settlement that includes a Palestinian state. Mr. Obama made his comments in an interview with Israel's Channel 2 television broadcast Tuesday.
The danger here is that Israel as a whole loses credibility. Already, the international community does not believe that Israel is serious about a two-state solution.
The president was asked about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's pre-election statement earlier this year that there would never be a Palestinian state under his watch. But President Obama said in the interview that Israeli politics are motivated only by fear. The U.S. State Department says senior U.S. officials met in Oman last week with representatives of the Houthi rebel movement that has overrun Yemen. The Wall Street Journal first reported Tuesday that Houthis held talks with Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson. The former ambassador traveled to Saudi Arabia and Oman recently to try to encourage the parties involved in the Yemeni conflict to negotiate. Rescue crews in central China continued Tuesday to search for survivors of a passenger ship that sank during a storm on the Yangtze River. The Xinhua news agency says only 14 people of the 450 aboard have been rescued. Seven bodies have been recovered so far. Heavy winds and rain are hampering efforts to find others. Many of the passengers are believed to be trapped inside the vessel. Rescuers reported hearing cries of help or for help from inside the boat. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.